I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Colorado's winter wheat planting slowed a bit this week due to dry conditions. The uncertain conditions, low prices, and trade wars are making producers' jobs a bit harder this season. But a seed treatment representative says he's counseling his clients to control what they can and try not to worry about the rest.
We can control how deep we plant our plant. If we have irrigation, we can control irrigation and fertilization. But really, when we put that seed in the ground, our control becomes much less.
Steve McLennan is a business rep for BASF and lives and travels around the state, reminding producers that diseases that have been showing up can be controlled with seed treatments, such as Stamina 4.
Disease called smut or common bunt. We saw some common bunt in some of my wheat areas this year. Dry seed decay. We've been in kind of a low moisture area. Dry seed decay can be part of that. Rhizoctonia. Rhizoctonia is kind of an not so researched area, but it affects just about all wheat producers in one form or fashion. And those are all things that we can control, right? If we applied a good seed treatment to our wheat, we're just protecting our wheat and giving the wheat the best possible ability to emerge out of the ground in the conditions that we're presented with.
Wheat is one of Colorado's top ag products. State ranks 7th in the nation for production. About 106 million bushels of wheat are grown on more than 2 million acres.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.